single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer.
Hello, I'm John Smizer, and it's good to be with you, especially at these days during the Passion Week. I just want to encourage you that, you know, this idea of preparation is a little bit of what we're going to look at today. I don't know how your house is, but in my house, when St. Patrick's Day was over, my wife took down all of the all of the three-leaf clovers and things, and she brought in preparation all of the things to represent the Easter season, the things that would really just have an atmosphere of preparation for what was coming. And we're still looking forward to that this coming Sunday. But for today, I want to remind us that there was a part of preparation that John the Baptist had in preparing the way of the Lord. I love that idea that God sends out people ready to make level the ground that he's going to occupy, that he's going to move upon. And it was John the Baptist's message of repentance that prepared the way. I know that that message is something we need every day. Then I need to know that I'm not perfect yet. I'm in a process. And so the preparation for. So I wonder, what is it in preparation for your birthday or for Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever event it is that you are mindful of that remind you about the preparations? As we look at the passage today, we're going to see that there's an area of preparation that the Lord calls on his disciples to make. Right now, I would encourage you to listen to the Word of God that is read to us.
John chapter 19, verses 14 through 22. It was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about noon. "Here is your king," Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, "Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!" "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written."
The day of preparation, it's come, it's preparing for the Passover feast. And this was something that the Jewish community gathered always to remember the events of the Passover in Egypt, when they were relieved or released from bondage in Egypt. And the Passover was the final plague, as you remember. I'm reminded here that in this passage it says it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about noon. And Pilate, after he had examined Christ, he declared, "Here is your king." Now this is verse 14 of chapter 19 in John. And it says, Pilate said to the Jews, but they shouted, "Take him away, take him away." That's a sad thing. John the Baptist had come preparing the way of the Lord. There was another time that a prophet, a priest named Samuel, was called on by the people of Israel, where he wanted to speak the word of the Lord into the lives of the children of Israel. But at that point, they rejected God when they said, "No, we want nothing to do with that. We want a king." Oh, and then, as you know, there were so many trials and challenges and evil things that happened because of a monarchy. There were good things, King David, good kings that were there. But it was the will of the people to reject theocracy and push God away as their leader and look to a man. And you know how that works out when we look to men to give us leadership. Boy, it always crashes and burns. So there was the first rejection when they wanted a king rather than God. And here is the second rejection. As Pilate presented Jesus to them, to the people of Israel, and said, "Behold your king." Or he could have said, "Here's your Messiah, here's your Savior." But they said, "No, we don't want anything to do with him." It reads on, it says, "Take him away, crucify him." They just rejected Jesus Christ in the same way that the Israelites back in the days of the kings, they rejected God's leadership. So at this point, these people were rejecting the king who came to be their Savior. But then a few years later, in the book of Acts, we're told about how at the point when in Acts chapter 7, there was a sense of the Spirit of God moving through the people, but it was rejected. There were those who hated what was going on, and they rejected the Spirit of God as his ministry worked through a man named Stephen. They crucified Christ. They stoned Stephen. They wanted nothing to do with the provisions God would give them. In preparation for your life and my life today, I'm wondering, is there areas where God is offering a provision and offering to give us what we need? Are we like the Israelites who reject the things that God has for us? I pray not. I pray that you would be willing today to really turn and seek what it is God wants in your life. It goes on down, and I want to read verse 21 here. It says, "The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, 'Do not write the King of the Jews.'" They didn't even want it to be written by Pilate that was what Jesus claimed to be, that he was the King of the Jews. No, they didn't want it even spoken. They said, "But we want you to write down, but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews." They rejected the words of Christ at that point. They rejected his message, his miracles, his ministry, all of those things that worked for those 3+ years as he taught, as he healed, as he gave sight to the blind, as he gave liberty to those who were imprisoned, those who were lame he healed. I wonder where my blindness is. I wonder where your lameness is, that God has come today to give to you a new ruler, someone to take over in charge. Today, as we consider and remember this Maundy Thursday, this Thursday of the Last Supper, as he offered to his disciples a change, a shift in the Passover feast, that he says, "This is my body given for you. He took the bread and he said, this is my body. And it was his body that was later going to pay the price that we deserve to pay. And then he took the cup and he lifted the cup and he said, this is my blood. And it's a new covenant, a new relationship we have. Today, are you prepared for the things God brings into your life? At the end of our passage today, we have been reminded that the people rejected God's leadership and governance when they asked for a king. They rejected Jesus here at this point and said, no, we want nothing to do, crucify him. And later they would reject the work of the Spirit. The issue being, these were the Jews, the blood of Abraham that Christ came through. And if you notice, who was the one who was going to advocate or support the idea? It says here, well, after Pilate wanted to write the king of the Jews, but these men claimed, but they wanted him to say, this man claimed to be the king of the Jews. And Pilate, he said, what I have written, I have written. He would not follow the populace, the way that people wanted to go. No, he said, this is God's work. And we're going to do it the way he wants it to do. What I have written, I have written. Lord God, we pray today that as we recognize your hand in our lives, as you guide us, you prepare us, you provide for us, we also know, Lord, that you are the one who is in charge. We don't need to look to men to give us answers. No, Lord, it's in you that we find our help, our solution for life. Today, Lord, we pray that we would stand in a way and say, no, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is our Savior. And we thank you, Lord, for being there for us. In your precious name, guide us. Amen.
CGM